Glenn Yates, Woody Page, David Dennis Jr., Israel Gutierrez. Blake Snell, no-hitter, threw seven, pulled because of pitch count. We've seen that before. Yusei Kikuchi leaving his start early because of cramps. He said because he didn't get enough sleep. We haven't seen that, but it's this detail from Caitlin McGrath's reporting about the sleep. Kikuchi's sleep deprivation was because he only got 11 hours. He usually gets 13 or 14 hours. How?
Right.
Let's go around the horn.
Wakes up, pitches, right back to bed.
I haven't done that since.
Newborn baby hours.
We'll get to that later. A matchup this Sunday, the quarterback with the highest win percentage ever versus the quarterback with the lowest. Patrick Mahomes and Justin Fields. And here is what Fields told reporters, including our Courtney Cronin today, about what he needs to do to be better.
Thinking less and just going out there and, you know, playing off of instincts rather than just so much, so to say, info in my head, data in my head, and literally just going out there playing football.
When you say thinking less, what do you think was causing you to think so much, maybe think too much?
Coaching.
David Dennis Jr., how do you hear Justin Fields there?
I hear Justin Fields confirming what I said last Monday after week one when it was called a hot take that the Justin Fields Chicago Bears marriage needs to end. This is in disarray between the quarterback and that organization has been going on for years. And you can see that. You saw that on Sunday. You saw a player who was unsure of himself. He's holding the ball for 3 seconds per play, which is, you know, fifth most in the league. He's unsure. He looks like he wants to run, but the coaches are telling him not to run. He's only had 4 designed run plays. They're going against his strengths. I don't know if Justin Fields is a great quarterback. He's not the second coming of Joe Montana, but you got to believe he's better than what he's been given out there on the field. And the Bears are not good for him. He's not good for the Bears. This needs to end immediately.
You say you weren't sure it was a hot take. I'll still give you the Flames. That's a hot take. Israel Gutierrez, how do you hear Justin Fields there?
I mean, there's a lot of possibilities here. For some people, they hear a quarterback say, hey, he needs to think less, and it's more of an admission to say, hey, there's a lot going on with the quarterback position. If you have to think less or if you're thinking too much, maybe it's a bit much for you. But really, I think it's too quick of an assessment overall, whether it be just from his career so far, whether it be the relationship between quarterbacks and the Chicago Bears. I think it's a little too soon because you've seen stretches of games where he has used his legs and they have put up huge numbers. And that's why we had this expectation for him this year, but those didn't result in wins either. So whether he's running a lot or whether he's not running a lot and looking confused out there, there aren't wins, there aren't things that make you feel good about the Chicago Bears team, so all eyes go on the quarterback. And if I'm Justin Fields, yeah, I'd rather simplify that too and say, hey, let me play to my strengths and then we'll see if that's good enough. Because at the quarterback position, if you play somebody at a young age, you play to his strengths until they develop more strengths. And if they never do, then maybe they have a career like Cam Newton where the high is really high, but it's short-lived and you just kind of go from there. And so I think Justin Fields is a little bit too soon with the assessment and a little bit too soon with, hey, let's get him out of Chicago.
Too soon with the assessment, Israel says. That stat I gave about lowest win percentage for a quarterback, that's through 25 appearances at least, 25 starts. So that's not nothing. Clinton
Yates.
I don't
think he's been utilized correctly, though.
How do you hear Justin Fields there?
You know, David, you said last week it was a hot take, but a lot of us who have been watching the Bears, this hasn't been a hot take. They haven't had a plan the entire time this guy has been there, which is what the issue is. It's not even just a matter of what they're trying is working. Tony, I'll say it. I'll say it again. The worst coach position in the league is quarterback, and the Bears are a perfect example of how you don't do this. You either figure it out first and either give yourself an option to fail with a guy or make sure that he develops. Neither one of those things has happened in Chicago, and this is what you get. A player looking straight into the camera and blaming the guys that his job it is to make him better.
Woody, how much of this is on the coaching and how much of this is on the quarterback?
Well, I understand his predicament. When the media talk to me about these shows that I'm on, I always blame you, Tony. It's not my fault. You give me too much information, and so I can't really
That's what he. That's
here.
Basically what he said, right, Woody? Is that... Yeah. Is that allowed?
Yes. Simplify it. Why don't you simplify it? Maybe he can't assimilate the information that you've given him all week long. Why don't you try that? I once said to Dan Reeves, the Denver Broncos coach when he had a young quarterback named John Elway. I said, why don't you let him call the plays? And he tried it the next week, and they scored 3 points, and he came to me and said, what do you think of him calling the plays now? But I think that they either do one of two things. You either simplify the information you're giving him, let him be a natural athlete that he is. He wants to run the football. Let him kind of be more in control of his fate there, or trade him to the New York Jets so that he's under Nathaniel Hackett, and then he'll be begging to go back to Chicago. But I do think simplify is the situation.
This is interesting
that
to me. All right, everybody, you guys want him to run more. How could he even run more? He's been hit more than 100 times over the last year, right? That's an incredible number. Secondly, he's not a quarterback historically that has thrown for 300-plus yards. He's only got one 330-plus yard game since high school. Patrick Mahomes, by comparison, has 60. Go ahead, David Dennis Jr.
Yeah, there's a middle ground here between running 4 times and running 100 times. They can find some plays that work for him. But what he insinuated here in the press conference, not just that the plays were too complicated, is that once the game starts, they're telling him more information and things that was different from what they had during the week. So it seems like
that
disarray and disorganization from what the coaches are telling him. So that all leads to a lot of bad information and some of those bad sacks he took on Sunday.
You go back and look at that pick six, though. That's right at the goal line. It was basically a handoff to Shaq Barrett. That looked like, and you had Tampa Bay defenders say, that was the third time in a row they ran the same play. So that's maybe on the coaching and the calls.
Can't
that's
happen.
What the quarterback is playing at. No. Oh, man, it's tough to be a Chicago Bear fan and to hear that press conference today. We'll move on. Here's a headline. Deion Sanders is the most famous college football coach ever. That's Dan Wolk in USA Today. And here's another headline. Deion Sanders transforms Colorado into Black America's team. That's Clinton Yates, ESPN. Enscape. And here's another headline. In the Gazette, R. Woody Page going straight to Tebow Mania, written around deadline on Saturday night. Let's start with Clinton Yates. Let me ask you this. As Deion taking over college football, but do the wins need to keep on coming? And specifically, Saturday versus Oregon, where there were a 3-touchdown underdog.
I don't think they do, because I'm not entirely sure what Deion's, in fact, stated goals are for the program at this point. In terms of why he was brought in, bring hype, get people in the seats, and get players. That's all happened. They've won some games. The question is whether or not, by his own standards, what does he want to do? Do you want to win national titles? Do you want to get to bowl games? Do you want to win Heismans? Or do you want to put guys in the pros or graduate players, or just make them money while they're in college? That's yet to be determined. As for the rest, the hype, the people loving him, I don't think that goes away depending on whether or not they win in and out each week. What matters is whether or not people enjoy the show, which is why the numbers are through the roof every time they're playing football. I'm sitting at that game on the sidelines. I got millions of people texting me at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time asking me what's going on. That's never happened to me before, and I'm telling you, it's because this has never happened in college football.
And Woody Page, I'll ask you it the same way. How much do wins matter when we're talking about the culture created and the fame and the celebrity and the conversion of it all? The convergence of it all, I should say.
Well, some wins will matter. I don't think playing against Oregon, UCLA, USC, Washington State, all ranked teams, that they're going to get through that kind of trail mix and see if they win a lot of games. But I tell you what, if they get to 6 games, he can pick his bowl game. Everybody's going to want to have him play his team in that bowl game. But you go back to the situation of what is it he's doing. There's been so much negative in college football over the last couple of years with the transfer portals, the team switching conferences, with coaches being fired like they are, the harassment charges, things of that sort. This is a breath of fresh air that people can actually cling to. I mentioned Tebow Mania. We've never seen anything like that in Colorado before him, but now we're seeing it with Deion Sanders. And why are we? He's polarizing. He's a preacher. He's a prophet. He is a parent of 2 players on his team. He is a little bit of a promoter. He is on more commercials now than anybody, more commercials than any football player or any athlete or any star. What he's done is just totally changed the game of college football at a time where it needed somebody like Deion Sanders to come along and save the game, really.
Well said, Woody Page. David Dennis Jr. on what you've seen and now what lies ahead this Saturday versus Oregon when they're a 3-touchdown underdog.
In the immediate, the wins do not really matter for the goals that Deion, we assume he has, as Clinton laid out, raising his profile, raising Colorado's profile, making a lot of money for these players. That's going to happen. They can lose 60-0 this weekend against Oregon, and in 2 weeks, when they go to
really?
USC, you are looking at what will probably be the highest-rated non-bowl game in college football history just because of Deion Sanders. He's not only the most famous coach in college football history. Right now, he is the most talked-about athlete in any sport, and that is because he understands what a lot of us understand, and that is what determines what is popular in America is by getting what is popular with black culture and with black folks. And Deion Sanders has captivated and captured the hearts and minds of black folks. That started at HBCU at Jackson State, and now he has honed a lot of that culture and he has brought it to the mainstream. Colorado and Deion Sanders are locked in as blockbuster organization and a coach for the foreseeable future, no matter what happens in the next 2 weeks.
Again, very well said. But they could lose 60-0, and this keeps – okay. All right, that's David Dennis's take. Israel, how do you see it?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Here's the wins that matter to me. It was the first one against TCU and then maybe the second one against Nebraska because they showed it to us. Hey, we talked a big game. Look at what we did. We turned over the program and we're 2-0 now and we can talk our smack with anybody. And I think that's where you engaged everybody. That's where you learned, okay, this is legit. He has turned over this program. And not only do I not think this next win matters, I think it's kind of insulting because, again, we did see what has happened. We did see the turnaround. We've seen what he can do, what this team can do when healthy. I think even if they would have lost to Colorado State, you would have had people saying, well, Travis Hunter got hurt. And they probably would have been talking about Shedeur Sanders and how well he played even in an inability to come back. In this case, he did come back. We have seen him win 3 games. And frankly, I think it's further insulting to be 3-touchdown underdogs because, yes, they're a little small, but we've seen what they can do. We've seen what type of gamers they are. And I don't think they're going to lose by 3 touchdowns or by 60 points. So I'm not even going to answer that question because I don't think it's a possibility.
Answer the question of who you got then on Saturday. Israel Gutierrez.
I mean, I got Oregon in a close one.
David Dennis Jr.
I got Oregon in a tight win also. Mm-hmm.
Woody Page.
Yeah. Big scoring game that will be close and Oregon wins.
Clinton Yates, I'll give you the last word.
I'll pick Colorado, but I just want to remind people, this was going to work. He's Deion Sanders, an American icon. You should not be surprised when he walks onto a football field and has
success.
Well,
that's the point. He's the most famous college football coach ever. He already was coming in as one of the most famous and heralded athletes ever. We'll take a break here, buy or sell next.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
You guys see Shohei Ohtani's elbow surgery was performed by the same doctor who did Aaron Rodgers' Achilles? That is a busy week. The hope and plan is for Ohtani the hitter to be back in time for the start of next season. And Ohtani the pitcher to be clear to pitch in 2025. All this while Ohtani the free agent is on the market this winter. Clinton, how do you think the injury and the plan affects the market for Ohtani?
I think it affects it a lot. Sidebar, that doctor is also the Dodgers doctor. You talk about inside information for a free agent track, but it has to affect things because he is literally not going to be the same player going forward simply in terms of availability as a pitcher. Sure, you might pay him to bring in the eyeballs and be the kind of content creator you like, but if you're legitimately negotiating, you're not getting the same player you got before, even if he does come back, simply from a time perspective. I don't think a GM is going to get out there and say, I don't want him, but if you're talking about productivity that you can bank on and you're going to pay for, you have to look at it differently than you did even 6 months ago for Shohei Ohtani.
Would you say the two-way unicorn era of Ohtani is done?
In terms of what we saw, that last season you saw from Ohtani might be the best baseball season we've ever seen in our lives, and I'd be stunned if he can do it again, but I hope he does.
Woody Page.
I totally disagree with Clinton. Ohtani is still going to be bid by 5 or 6 teams in the league. The rest of them can't afford him. They can't afford him $500 million. But the teams that can want him. And if he continues to want to pitch, he'll come back in 2025 and concentrate on being a hitter next year that does 40, 50 home runs, 125 RBIs. Nobody's going to back out. It's not going to affect his marketing. And he's well rested.
Content.
Well rested. Wait. Okay, all right. Yeah, you get the joke then. Go ahead, David.
Forget content creator. Let's talk about home run creator, RBI creator. He's got 44 home runs, 95 RBI this season. Even as a hitter, he's worth maybe being the highest contract in the league. What owner is going to realistically say, I'm backing out of the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes? That's something that gets you fired. This is not going to hurt his market value at all.
Mr. Gutierrez.
Owners getting fired?
Well, the double Tommy John surgery is going to give some teams some pause, as well it should, because not many, if anybody, has come back from that successfully. But I think when you're looking at Shohei Ohtani, he is, as you mentioned, Tony, such a unicorn that you almost have to have faith in him. Not many people could think that he could do what he did previously. Now to be able to do it again after a second Tommy John, no, I don't 100% believe it's going to happen. But if I'm a GM with a lot of money to throw around, yes, I'm giving it to him. I'm saying that first year might be a waste of money because he's not going both ways. But if he is going both ways starting in 25, well worth the contract.
The number of players who've had double Tommy John is growing. The data, some have had.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Similar level of success, not many have had better. We'll move on. Last night in baseball, a pitcher pulled because he didn't get enough sleep. This is my favorite story of the night. Yusei Kikuchi cramped, he said, because he only slept 11 hours, not his preferred 13 or 14, Caitlin McGrath reported. How ridiculous is that? Also, though, Blake Snell, no-hitter through 7. He was pulled at 104 pitches. His season ERA down to 2.3. Opponent's batting average down to 181. Woody, is that your NL Cy Young?
I made the decision last night. He is absolutely the Cy Young Award winner. He was so dominant last night. If he hadn't walked 4, and he leads the majors in walks, if he hadn't walked 4 and struck out 6, he would have gone for 12 innings if they wanted him to, and it might have because it was 0-0 in the ninth. But he is such a dominant pitcher, and I think that he has to have that award.
David Dennis Jr.
Yeah, we can quibble about that 5% walk rate, but the guy still leads in ERA, and he hasn't allowed more than 3 runs in 22 straight games. This seems very simple. Give the guy the Cy Young.
Is Rook Gutierrez?
I don't think it's a sure thing he would have finished that game successfully, would he? He doesn't really throw into the one teens and hasn't in a bit. But look, I don't think he's the Cy Young Award winner necessarily. I would give it to Strider in Atlanta. Actually, the ESPN predictor has it going to Devin Williams in Milwaukee. I think, to me, it's Strider just because he's on the Atlanta team. I know his ERA is a tad high for those who win these awards, but he's been dominant, and so, yeah, I'd like to reward.
Wow. Clint Yates, how about you?
I wouldn't knock Snell because of the innings thing. I mean, it's as much a function of modern baseball as anything, but the guy said himself that he was ready to come out of the game. He wasn't going to go 12, would he? But overall, it's got to be Strider, okay? The strikeouts are a thing. I realize that the numbers matter, but if you watch the two pitchers, the guy I'm taking is the guy with the monster thighs who strikes everybody out. He is the most dominant pitcher in baseball, and I know that doesn't necessarily mean you deserve the award, but for me, he does.
Israel said the ERA is that high. Clint Yates, you know what his ERA is right now? It would be...
It's over 3.6.
It's 3.7, and no pitcher has ever won the Cy Young with an ERA of 3.7. It would be the highest ERA ever of a Cy Young winner if he does, in fact, win. David Dennis Jr. is Rudy Gutierrez. Thank you for your time. Clint Yates, Woody Page, Showdown, next. Clayton Woody, good luck in Showdown. Liberty Mystics last night, off the rails. Natasha Cloud was a force of nature, backed up her talk. So New York needed a late run to tie it. Turnovers all over the place for both teams at the end of the game, so they went to overtime, and that's where it helps to have two MVPs. Breanna Stewart and Jonquel Jones. Jones taking over. Libs eliminate the sticks. Clinton, your takeaway.
My takeaway is that Tosh had the game of her life, but the Liberty looks suspect. The Sticks could have won this in regulation. Ionescu missed two free throws late, even as a 90-plus free throw shooter, but they couldn't convert, ended up getting it back in overtime. Liberty, a little dicey.
Woody Page?
Clinton, no, the takeaway was Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. They had not won a playoff series since 2015, but I was hoping this would go back to Washington because it was such a good game. But I think we're going to see the Liberty and Las Vegas in the final.
It was Liberty, Liberty. Really chippy. Liberty, Liberty. Yeah, I think he was going for that. I appreciate
Liberty,
that.
Liberty.
A lot of mistakes at the last, missed free throws, turnovers at the end of regulation. That's how chippy and tight it was. We'll move on. Keeper goal in Champions League. Check it out. This was at the Embers as well for Lazio, and it saved a point. Provedal is the keeper, and look at his goal, and look at his reaction to the goal. Woody, what's the best part?
Well, you're looking at his reaction. Look at the reaction of the other goalkeeper who's sitting there with his hands on his hips saying, "He just beat me?" Yeah. It's only the second time in the history of the Champions League that they've ever actually been a goalkeeper making a goal that wasn't a penalty kick. Mm-hmm.
Clinton.
Provedal wears number 94. He was born in 94. He stands a meter at 94 centimeters tall, and his reaction to that was fantastic. He just run around and stood there because he didn't know what else to do because this never happens. What a great move.
Woody Page, 30 seconds of FaceTime. Let's go around the horn.
I loved watching the WNBA last night, and it reconfirmed my personal plea to everyone out there that the WNBA is going to expand to 14 teams from 12. The commissioner and a group came in to examine Denver's chances for being a place that should have a WNBA team. They have the world champions in men. Why not women too? And the thing about it is you got the perfect name for it, the Nuggets. And just think, guys.
The Denver altitude
will be a factor
the way you
in another sport league.
All right, Woody Page.
Altitude.
Yes. Who
Free
sleeps 14
Luka
hours?
Evans,
have you ever
USC?
Slept 14 hours?
You know you're wrong.